This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The other day, I was feeling a little bit anxious because I was waiting for the day, so I decided to go for a walk. I was walking along by a river and I saw a girl being swept along by a current and I realised she was drowning, not waving, so I donned my cape and flew to save her. As I got to her, I exclaimed, "Don't say goodbye," and flew her to safety. And as she dried herself off, I was blown away as I realised who it was. "Don't be nervous, I'm just a girl," she said. Then she suggested, "Let's get together." Lucky me, I thought, and although I had been waiting for the day to meet someone who would treat me good, I suspected the relationship could be a little dysfunctional. So we caught some buses and trains, plus a roller coaster, and now it's time, as we give her permission to shine, the front lady of She Said Yes, Tanya Doko, welcome to the Hump Day crew.
Wow, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. You have certainly woken me up, Adam.
Good morning. Well, your superhero powers aren't working too well. You're at our studio still, aren't you?
Yep. Yes, you know, love it. Love it. The dysfunctionality is still in order.
Yes.
I've come to the wrong place. Although I wasn't informed otherwise, so I'll half blame it on you and,
okay,
and then we'll be happy.
There we go. Now, Tanya, if you're a superhero, what would your name be, do you reckon?
Oh, look, it would have to be some play on my last name. I don't know, just Super Doko? I don't know, something quite... As corny as that? Does that work for you? I don't know.
Oh, I think so. Big D on your chest or something like that?
Yeah, for dysfunctional, yeah.
Tanya, what would your powers be? And what would you use them for?
Well, thinking about that on the way in, listening to you guys, I thought, you know, I mean, I've got a bit of a bung, lazy eye, so it'd have to be, like, pull my vision back, you know, bionic vision. That would definitely have to be, you know, on that priority list.
And the ability to read minds so you'd get to the right place, you know?
Would that'd be awesome because then I'd always be right. You know, it'd be really cool. And also, have to be something around getting dressed really quickly, like for gigs and stuff, because it's so painful. You know, just trying to think of... I mean, there are bigger problems in the world, I know, but since you ask me, I'd have to have that, you know, super quality...
Fair.
So be able to see what I need to wear real fast, click my fingers, turn up to the gig, woo everyone, and Bob's your auntie.
Gotcha. Now, you're a talented little Vegemite, aren't you? You're not just talented in the music arena, but I believe you've actually got a Bachelor in Arts majoring in criminology and psychology.
Yes, all the more reason why I need to be able to read people's minds.
You'd be a very good crime fighter.
Yes, that's right. They're coming to good use for a good cause. Look, many years ago, 12 years ago, in fact, there you go, I'm giving away my age, I did complete the degree at Melbourne Uni when I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. That's what you do, you see, you go and do a Bachelor of Arts.
Yes.
But I did really love the criminology side, and I ended up, unbeknownst to me, using it later in my life, like now, in my youth work that I do with White Lion, which is an organisation that empower young people at risk. So we run workshops with them, we do mentoring with them, and we also, you know, do camps and give them jobs. So, you know, that's kind of like my part-time gig on the side.
And I believe you also organise Joy in the Park at Luna Park as well?
You have done your research, Adam, yes. Yes, I do. That's a concert we put on every year for these young people and the general public, free concert, and then our White Lion kids actually get free rides.
Oh, wow.
So Luna Park's such an awesome supporter of White Lion, and it's growing every year, and next year we'll have the 10th White Lion anniversary, so, you know,
that's
stay
very
tuned.
Exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now we want to ask you a bit about your performing. Can you explain the name She Said Yes for us, please?
Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge you for your very sexy accent.
Oh.
It's very, very pleasing to my ears this morning.
Okay, thank you.
We aim to please.
Because I'd much rather be with you in there, but I'm in my car. Anyway, sorry, I forgot the question. There you go. What was the question?
You just listened to the sound of my voice, but not actually what was being said.
Completely mesmerised.
Okay, I'll repeat it once more, Tanya. Can you explain, she said yes? Where did that come from?
Good question. Well, to be honest, it came out of thin air, and then I kind of thought, oh, this is an interesting play on Bachelor Girl in a way. You know, like the Bachelor Girl finally says yes. But I haven't actually said yes. I say yes to life and new opportunities. But you know, it's just a bit of a playful... on one hand, it's a playful kind of, you know, somewhat seductive kind of band title. But on the other hand, it's also... You know, we often say no to things in life, or we're sort of cynical and resigned about lots of things, whereas, you know, saying yes, I guess, is just, you know, I guess embracing life with open arms and going for it. And it, also in the music business, you know, I think we can get a bit resigned and bitter because it's so up and down. So I prefer to approach things with a yes than a no.
Because there was this ad on TV that I used to I saw from time to time for, I think it was for kids who wet the bed, and this kid asked his mum could he stay over at his friend's house, and because he had these pants, she goes, yes you can, and he goes to his friend on the phone, she said yes.
Well, there you go. Well, if you look up she said yes in YouTube and so forth, there's so many wedding proposals, it's hilarious. And then eventually you find us.
Okay.
Yes, on YouTube.
Tanya, you've extended your singing talents into acting as well, with performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year in Seriously, the Pet Choice Reinterpreted. Now, I heard that got rave reviews and endorsement for the Pet Shop Boys themselves.
It did. We were very fortunate. Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe actually did come down to one of our shows, and that was such a buzz. I wasn't aware of how awesome their songs were because of all the... I mean, I'm a fan of Doof Doof and electronic music, but I just wasn't aware of the depth of the lyric and songs until we stripped everything back and I played this kind of a seductive mistress, and it was so fun and the cast was so awesome. And so, you know, being in Edinburgh at the Fringe was just another experience again. So, yeah, look, I was a big fan, and I am a big fan now, I should say, and... you know, the material's awesome, and it was fun to actually have a go at acting. I don't know if I'm an actor, but I had a go anyway.
Now, you've also teamed up with some other big names. She said you supported Darren Hayes on his national tour last year.
We did. Carl Lewis, who's our drum jay, we like to call him, so he's a DJ and a drummer in our band, has worked in Savage Garden for many, many years as a drummer. And so Darren and Carl obviously were good mates, and I've got to know Darren through the years too. So, you know, when the opportunity came up, we were sort of eye-chatting away, and he asked us to support him over here, and it was fun. It was great. Pretty much our first bunch of gigs were his tour. So we did big theatres, you know, 2,000-3,000 seaters straight off the bat. So we're sort of literally 1 year old now, because that was the debut last October.
And you've also co-wrote and performed with the Veronicas in Don't Say Goodbye.
get up to all sorts of mischief. Yes, we wrote in LA last year, and the girls were nuts and lovable, just like me.
I can imagine the three of you would have got up to a lot of mischief, am I right?
Yes, can I tell you something? I'm taller than them. And I'm,
oh,
and
my
I'm,
God, Tanya.
I'm 4 foot 11. I mean, they're skinny as. I'm much more sort of bulk and built than them. No, great girls, really talented, really good singers. They're living in Australia now again, so I have to see them sometime soon. They live in Sydney, so I have to catch up with them soon.
Is it a buzz getting together and doing compilations with different artists?
Look, it is. I guess I never envisaged, you know, songwriting for other people, a bit like I never envisaged using my criminology degree. But I guess, you know, in life you've just got to do what feels right at the time, and you never know when it's going to kind of come back at you in a good way.
For
sure. And so with the Veronicas, it's a chance, you know, they were apparently big Bachelor Girl fans, and they actually looked for me on MySpace and contacted me, and the rest is history. So that's a really nice compliment. And then, actually, the song I wrote with them has become a She Said Yes song. And we wrote a few things, but one of the songs we wrote was become a She Said Yes song. So we kind of rejigged it, Carl rejigged it, and it's one of our songs in our set. So it's a bit doofier than their sort of version.
Wow, how exciting. Now, Tanya, yeah. We're going to go to a song, then we're going to come back and we're going to give you a bit of a test and see how well you actually know your own back catalogue.
So, oh, God, that's hilarious.
Stay tuned. You're on Joy 94.9. It's the Hump Day Crew. We're talking to Tanya Doko from She Said Yes.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Now, we're joined on the line by Tanya Doko. Tanya, we're going to have a bit of a competition for you to see how well you know your songs. So we're going to ask you some questions, and you have to answer using one of the titles of one of your songs. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, let's start you off with a nice and easy one, Tanya. What are two types of public transport?
Trams and buses and trains.
Oh, you're just worried for a second, Tanya. Now, how do you start off a letter?
Hey, Mum.
No.
To whom it may concern.
Very good. Well done.
Oh, my goodness. See, you got me there.
You did.
Okay, here we go. If I were swimming in the Black Sea and was very sad, what would happen?
Oh, my goodness me. I'm feeling very challenged by this.
That's a bit of a cryptic one, this
one. Oh, drowning, not waving. No? It is a bit cryptic.
Wouldn't you have black water tears?
Wow, I didn't realise you were using the really recent material. I mean,
we've done our research.
We've been stalking very well.
Water tears. I'm very impressed. Yes, I would.
All right,
yes.
Tanya, you usually find this on your neck.
I usually find it on my neck. Okay.
And if you're going to work with it on your neck, you wear a polo neck or a turtleneck or
a scarf in our case.
A scarf.
Wow.
Bit of a sucky answer.
Wow. I don't actually know.
That's right. It's love bite.
Wow.
Now, Tanya,
you're using the She Said Yes song, not the Bachelor Girl song.
We're using combination, anything you've ever sung.
You're right. Okay, there's a lot of songs there. Okay.
There are.
Okay.
Now, what's one thing you don't feel when being on the Hump Day Crew? It starts with a D.
That would be... Ooh.
I'm going to whisper it.
No, hang on. I have to think back to all the material because you're not using the singles there. I don't feel like it's all my fault. Okay. No, I don't
Disappointed.
Know.
Disappointed.
God. Okay.
Okay, now you've got
Are there any more?
We've got a few more. You've got to complete these sentences. These ones are a bit easier.
Oh.
Okay, the sun has...
The sun?
Yeah. The sun, that big glowing ball in the sky. The sun has...
Yeah. The sun has...
Finish the sentence off, Tanya, with a song.
Permission to Shine.
Yay!
God. Okay, here's a nice and easy one for you. When asked why I wear high heels, lipstick, makeup and dresses, I reply with...
I'm just a girl.
Yes.
Very good. Now, Tanya, can you tell me, Ginny's breasts are what?
Breasts? Did you say breasts?
I said breasts. Titties, boobies.
Wow. Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Yep, they are what? Finish the sentence.
Presumably they're big.
Do you have a song called Big?
No, they are...
Now, this isn't a very good one. Come on, this isn't nice.
They are... blind? Well, she is blind. No.
They're plastic. But they're
oh, my God. You know what I needed to do? I needed to write down every single song I recorded.
Yes.
But you know what, guys? Well done. I'm very impressed. Well, you've really shown me up as not knowing my song title.
If it's any consolation, Vanessa Amorosi was rather stumped as well.
Yeah.
When we did it to her.
Really?
Yes.
Who's done this well?
You're only the second person to do it.
Oh,
so.
My goodness.
You did all right.
I think you're in the lead.
It's funny because I just kept going, because when you said the back catalogue, I kept going back into time, like 10 years.
Okay.
And I didn't think, you basically used all my She Said Yes songs.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Keep it current.
One last one.
Okay, here we go.
And we're going to let you introduce your song as well. You're not to blame because...
I'm not to blame because, let's not say I'm just a girl, surely. Because I've got potential. I'm a pop killer.
Well, I don't think you're a pop killer, but it is all your fault.
Oh, stop it! What do you mean? That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, it never makes sense.
I'm not to blame because it's all my fault. There you go. Exactly. I love it.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on the Hump Day Crew today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much, Tanya.
That's Tanya Doko, the lead singer of She Said Yes. Here they are right now. It's all my fault.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.